Yeah, he ends up.
I had that switched. I thought you weren't going to be here.
So
I guess we'll call this executive committee of the Rental Services Commission to order. Myself, Christian Bryant, and Katrina
Holland.
There it is. I was going to guess, and that was not it.
That's okay.
Your first time. Not because of you, because I don't remember anything. I'm horrible at it.
Fair enough.
It is, 2:12?
Uh-huh.
Ian is not here. Roll call is done. What you got for us, Mr. Andres?
Yeah. So, I'm almost done doing check-ins. I have, I think, just Ian left. And the plan, once I'm done with that, is to synthesize everything that I've heard from commission members and bring that back to you all before bringing it to the full commission as kind of a, here's what you all said, and summary. There have been some themes that have come up, and I think that so far it seems like a productive use of everyone's time. The Rules and Bylaws Committee has decided that they are, I don't know, remember if I talked about this last month, but they're looking to start meeting again regularly, and they want to look at the structure they set up in the bylaws and see if there are any tweaks that should be made based off of how the commission has actually operated, or if they have any process suggestions they want to make on how the commission could have standard processes that look different than what is in the bylaws or what's being done now. So they're setting, hopefully, a monthly meeting time once we finish scheduling with all the members of the committee. So that's something to look forward to. Another thing that came up a lot was that members felt like there was not clarity around the role of the commission and what everyone was there to do. And so one of the things that we've done is we put together a binder. In the binder, we're going to have the ordinance, so the code language or the introduction to code language that created the commission. As a charter, we're using the actual code language itself. And then just so everyone can access it, the membership, so the list from council when the commission was established, and then we also have when Leah and Jessica joined.
Mm-hmm.
And then for each meeting, we'll be putting the meeting materials in the binder. And so that will mean that we have a one place where all that material is going.
You need a bigger binder.
I know.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to have bigger binders.
So are you taking the binders back after
yes.
each meeting?
And so each member will have their own binder. They're welcome to take materials out of the binder, but we won't be reprinting materials. So if you want to take home the printed materials, that's fine. But if they're missing, then you can find them online. And then at some interval, we will be removing things from the binder, and we'll give you a heads up. Like, for example, if we finish rental registration, we can then take all of the stuff for rental registration out of the binder.
So
if you want to keep it, that's fine.
Mostly maintaining background on the stuff. We're still most likely going to be working on.
Yeah, and so you'll have all of the materials there if you want to keep them there, and then we'll be holding on to the binders between meetings so they don't wander off.
How many of these binders are going
to
exist?
Each
to be one for
commission
every
member will have a binder.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of printing.
Yeah. We're already printing all the materials, so just keeping them in one place. And then the introductory materials about what the commission's scope is and purpose and membership. So
thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, so that's one direct thing that's come from it. Another theme that came up in the check-ins that I think will be a longer-term conversation is attendance. So there were a lot of conversations about the attendance of different commission members and starting meetings on time. I think that for the past few meetings, we've been starting late because we can't reach quorum. So I think we'll just bring it up when possible. Because another thing that came up is that everyone feels like there is a lot for the commission to do and that there's not enough time. And so for the time being, the best we can do is do our best to use the meeting time we have, and try to use all of the meeting time.
You could threaten to bring the buzzer clock back. We had that for like one meeting.
It wanders in and out.
Yeah. That was irritating. Mm-hmm.
It was, but I was entertained. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that it existed there.
So we have the next two meetings on the work plan that you all created are to talk about rental services.
Well, wait, before we say that we all created, sorry, I got the last email that said it should be adjusted. But that was the one previous to the meeting, right? That we had where we moved everything around. Was that finalized? Did the
right.
Did the mayor accept that? Did PHB accept that? Are there any further changes?
Yeah, to my knowledge, there was no concern with it.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. So the topics for February and March are rental services provided and service levels.
Yes.
And so we have a staff started to think through what that conversation could look like. I think the timing of the check-ins has been helpful because a lot of people have ended up talking about rental registration in their check-ins, and so that's been helpful for me to get a grasp of where people are at and what concerns people have. And so I think that to start the conversation, it will be helpful to just restate scope, have staff present. This is the timeline. Council created rental registration this past year. They created it as a tax requirement at the time. It's a simple form. This is what it looks like.
Next year's going to have a fee.
And in the future, one day, with a lot of software, it can be a standalone system. Mm-hmm. And then that, within that, the scope of the conversation is for the Rental Services Commission, reminding everyone that we're starting the conversation by talking about services and service levels, because those could be funded by a fee. So it's important.
That's where the budget conversation is coming in.
Right.
This next meeting. Okay.
And then to then go into a fee structure, which all could be tied to a short-term rental registration system that doesn't include a standalone component. And then from there to shift to a longer-term conversation about what would a standalone registration system look like and what advice does the commission have on what that should be. I think one of the concerns that came up in check-ins were people felt like people were stressed about the idea that in 9 meetings the commission was going to create a rental registration system. And I think just reiterating, staff is working on this. There's a number of staff working on it, and we're bringing the work we do and the research we do to you for input and guidance, because you all have expertise, but it is not on the commission to create a rental registration system. You are informing the work that's being done.
Great.
Yeah.
And then we haven't actually been appropriated any funding for a software, the procurement of a software system.
That's in this budget.
It's in their request. It's in their request budget.
Yeah.
Council appropriated.
I wasn't going to say anything important.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm serious. It wasn't important.
Okay.
You looked at me and you felt bad that you cut me off. I was like, no, okay. That's the right time to cut me off.
Okay.
So there are a few things within that context that I wanted to talk to you all about. There are 2 meetings. I think it will be helpful to be intentional about what we want each meeting to look like, since they're both on the same topic, how the conversation should be divided, or what you want presented when. But then there are also, and before we get to that, a number of wild cards that are floating out here. The budget.
The wild cards
are the budget process is ongoing. So the Housing Bureau received a number 11 directives to develop. From all of the commissioners combined, and so that has been submitted to the budget office, and I imagine it will be released soon. But that is one of 3 cycles of directives to develop that could happen, and the Housing Bureau doesn't formally have a role in making recommendations about which directives the developer adopted, and so I guess it's kind of an exercise in. Council tells us what would it look like to do a rental license. What would it look like to do universal representation for evictions? And we, in a week or two, come up with what that would look like and put together a budget proposal. And then we submit
so
that.
Having feedback from it would be valuable.
Well, to my knowledge, the Housing Bureau doesn't actually, we're not making a recommendation. We've been asked to do it, and we do it, and that's the end of the process, and then it's all in council's hands. And so we can inform the RSC as to what we did, but
we got them on the 25th. They were doing it first.
For the first cycle. And so that's going to be happening over and over again during the entire time rental registration is happening. And so if there's a specific preference on how to keep the RSC in the loop, we can do our best, but we get 1 to 2 week turnarounds for them.
I think 7 or 8 of the directives to develop, which is just direction for us to develop a decision package
so
related to the rental service.
Just to clarify, am I reading what you're saying correctly in that you're asking us, I'm not sure which one, either we need to speed up what we were talking about to get to our point of what kind of money we may or may not need, or that stuff is ever changing right now, so maybe we want to delay the specific money conversation so that way when we do get there, it's not a conversation we have to repeat because your guys' budget's changed, which then means we have to go back to the drawing board saying, okay, well, we had this budget, now it changed, and now we've got to talk about possibly adjusting the fees or cutting back services. So
I don't
think is that what you're getting at? Like, we want to kind of delay that so we don't end up repeating it a second time?
I actually don't think it's either right now.
Okay.
I think that for the purposes of the conversation the RSC has on services and service levels, you shouldn't focus heavily on the budget because the budget can change. There's a lot of things that are in the Housing Bureau's formal budget because we've been asked to include them, but that isn't reflective of what our final budget will be necessarily. And we won't know until the mayor has a proposed budget and council passes a budget. And so knowing that over the course of the next 9 months, there will be a series of Housing Bureau decision packages released. We don't want commission members to feel like they had no idea what was going on, but at the same time, there aren't opportunities for the Bureau to make any decisions. And so anything we bring to the commission would be for you all to be aware of, but there aren't necessarily decisions to be made.
Is there a way that if you receive that request to send a quick email to the council and ask for folks to give individual feedback via email, and either they provide it or they don't, and that way it helps them fill in the work before
council
it's submitted?
Committee?
Sorry, committee. Could
so
that work?
Could you repeat that?
So say, for example, you get a directive from the mayor that says, I need you to come up with what this would look like within 1 week or 2 weeks. The same day that you get that, you send it to the Rental Services Commission to say, we're instructed to give guidance on this. And then any specifics, any questions, because you have a fast turnaround, concerns or thoughts of what it may look like or considerations for the Bureau to think about when formulating it could be sent to the Bureau individually by individual commission members by a certain date.
It's possible.
It'd probably have to be like a one-day turnaround time.
It would have to be like a one-day turnaround. Because within the 2 weeks, maybe really this last round, we had to get everything done in a week so we can vet it through finance and accounting and the director's office.
Yeah. But the opportunity's there. So if people have time, they respond. If they don't, they don't.
I think we could do that.
Okay.
To include members and just at least, definitely not questions.
Because there's no way to
do
that.
The directives are pretty broad.
Yeah.
Broad. But for a member to be able to say, I think it's important that this thing or this kind of a thing is considered or included, you know, that would be useful for staff to say, okay, well then let's think about how we build that in terms of cost or infrastructure.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And of course it's a fast turnaround, but you explain that in the email.
Sure.
I'm sorry for the fast turnaround, but we have 24 hours, 48 hours to get your considerations back. Please send them if you can, and we'll use it to the best of our ability.
Okay.
think it's important too to realize that the directives are not informed by resources.
Yeah.
So, okay, we understand that.
Meaning they're not saying they're going to allocate. This is literally fact finding.
Yeah, they don't know how much they have or how they're not giving any parameters. So.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's a decent idea. The part that I was going to jump in on, which is much more involved than I was going to say, so great job. I would say at the very least, I mean, because we don't, if it's going to be possibly just a moving target, I don't necessarily want to take up too much of our meeting's time with like question and answer on it, or oh hey, what does this mean for us? Because we don't really know until we get to that end result. So what I was just going to say is, if just make it part a a quick part of your staff update, just to say, just so you know, this is what happened. It's still and reiterate that this isn't necessarily for us to discuss because there's nothing we can do about it. It's probably going to be different in however long, but.
Can we do both?
At the very least, just
do
a quick staff update. That way the committee members at least feel like, even if they're not participating in the emails or whatever, they still at least feel like they're
updated,
up to speed, but also not overwhelmed because it's not a whole conversation.
Sure. Yeah, we should do that.
Okay. Thanks for that accommodation. I think that would work well.
Another wild card is that BDS is interested in bringing, like I mentioned, the Title 29 building code amendments from the Better Housing, Quality of Rental Housing work group.
Man, that was so long ago. It was like
2008.
Yeah, that's when we started the
Safe Housing. Yeah, and so they're interested in bringing that to the RSC in March or April, but would want an hour of agenda time.
Oh.
Between explaining what
the
scope of the changes are and having time for the commission to actually have a conversation and give feedback.
And this one is just adopting the recommendations that were made by the Quality Rental Housing Work Group, not necessarily asking for the commission to give feedback on it, right?
So they
just want feedback, right?
They had a stakeholder advisory group that did technical advising in the development of the code changes, but
which had a suite of recommendations.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, right, there were a suite of recommendations that came out of the report, and then since then, BDS this year, the last year, I guess, started a process of turning some of those recommendations into actual code language. So,
right.
How would we change the building code? And they had their own stakeholder process for that.
I see.
But they're interested in bringing it to the RSC in part because a number of the organizations that were represented on the task force that created the report originally are on the Rental Services Commission now.
I see.
And so they want to bring it to someone who besides the stakeholder group and allow for
additional input.
Right.
Would it be possible to break it up into two meetings?
I could ask, yeah. I don't know if that
just
would be more or less.
Our schedule already is. It scares me to
it's
commit
a
to
a suite of recommendations.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, could they be grouped into? You see what I'm saying? I mean, do they necessarily? I'm just worried about adding an hour.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? I feel like it'd be easier to digest if we could break it up, but I don't know how realistic that is because I don't know exactly what they're presenting.
I mean, we can definitely go back to BDS and ask. If anything, the most logical division would seem like at one meeting they present the recommendations and take any questions, and at the next meeting they just come to see if you have any feedback to give people a month to digest.
Which we're not good at separating feedback from getting info, so that would turn into an hour-long thing and rushing other stuff. So
yeah.
Is that another thing that can be done electronically?
I think it would be difficult for BDS to present.
I think we need to give them some FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I think it would be.
They were also receptive to having an additional meeting or a separate meeting for people who are interested. But I did not know if that would be easier or harder than putting it in an existing meeting.
Yeah, it's a legislative session.
That's exactly my thought.
Yeah.
What do you think? At the very least, maybe ask the question if they can think of a logical way other than present everything and hope we hold our questions till the next one. maybe if there is a way to present half of it with questions and then the other half, I'm just making stuff up at this point, but just ask them the question if they can envision an efficient way to spread it out.
When it becomes quorum, that's when the public meeting notice has to be sent out, right? So it's not like we can hold a webinar. Maybe they could do two webinars with six people each in between meetings.
I mean, it could be possible. You'd then have to schedule the two webinars. Which could be very challenging.
Right. But at least you're dealing with six people, not... How many? 15? 15, right? Is 15?
13.
13? Yeah, 13. So...
I agree with you, it's not going to be easy to squeeze it in, but just looking at, just kind of assuming all this all sticks around long term, I would like to be able to give them as much face time as possible, because long term, especially someday in the future, when we actually get ahead of the city, and we're coming up with the stuff to discuss, not being given the stuff to discuss, then it'll be very, it will be wanting to reach out to BDS and the, some of the other committees in the city to be able to work together to get some stuff done and broaden our range of what we may or may not be able to do. So if we can somehow magically squeeze it in, which I can't imagine we can do a full hour on one meeting, I would like to be able to get them at one of our...
The staff member who's working face-to-face on these changes.
I'm all for something more remote or an additional... something like that, or webinar, if that's the only way we can make it work.
The only thing I was going to add is the person leading these changes has also a supervisor for the housing inspections team and is working on the landlord training.
So we'll probably have him and...
Their work, intersects with the commission. A good deal.
Well, we're talking about services, we're talking about budget. Those are hot topics for a first meeting that's coming up. So I can...
Mostly just the budget update.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly
yeah,
budget.
It's short.
Nothing to discuss because we submitted our budget.
I see.
We can talk about it, but we can't do anything about it.
Okay.
So just here's just a chance for me to say, here were the directives to develop we got, and here's an overview of what we sent them.
And they wanted to start with next month? Did you say March?
March or April. So not this month's meeting.
So I guess
so
we're going to need to make
March
a decision
and
not wait for them to respond about splitting it up. We're just going to need to decide how much time we're going to give them in March.
You still have another meeting before you...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did.
February.
Yeah.
So you can come back to this.
Yeah.
I can
okay,
ask
so I
to see
that.
If they have a logical way of splitting it or if there's a way of reducing the time or other options and see if I can have a response by the RSC meeting.
It's a really valuable conversation and folks should have input. I'm just knowing the commission.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot.
Yeah.
When it's difficult to discuss, it's difficult to end conversations. Like you
yeah.
gotta end it three times before it actually ends, right?
Yeah, okay, I'll bring this back if we have time.
What'd you say?
Yeah,
and if they come back saying sure we can break it up, we'll present everything at the first one and then we'll talk about the second one. Remind them that we don't know how to do that.
Okay.
It's
okay.
True.
We can, we can come back to this.
We just have to do the presentation all over again.
Right. Yeah. We're going around in a circle. So.
So there's one more wild card, which is that we made a commitment to the RSC to bring the affordable housing exemption changes to relocation assistance back. This
not
going to
happen.
At this time, the Housing Bureau is not forwarding standalone Exemption 8 changes to council.
Oh.
And so yesterday at PHAC, Shannon let PHAC know that at this time, the Housing Bureau is putting those changes on hold. And waiting to see what happens at the state level that could potentially affect relocation assistance before making a decision on how to move forward with the affordable housing.
Oh, because of that weird intersection between affordable housing providers being exempted from the...
Well, there's a number of changes of how 608 could impact relocation assistance. you get rid of no cause evictions, that changes the policy and what it does.
Oh, really? It's after the first year.
Right.
Of tenancy.
Mm-hmm. But it relied on no cause evictions being the primary way that people, that rental agreements are terminated for tenants in Portland.
This is a whole series of technical reconciliation we'd have to do in the code if 608 passes. And our preference is not to do multiple rounds of technical reconciliation.
Uh-huh.
Ours too.
So if we have to do a round of technical reconciliation because if the terms change the state statute, which a number of them are, terms, notice periods, things like that, we want to do all the technical reconciliation at once.
Do you foresee, I'm not asking you legal questions.
Why do you preface to it?
Do you foresee conflicts?
No, this is technical reconciliation.
Okay, okay.
It's purely identifying.
Our committee would never find a reason to conflict over some technical.
it is purely at this point.
At least we know who we are.
Because I'm sure there will be policy discussions. There always are policy discussions.
Uh-huh.
The intent is truly, if we have to make technical changes to the code, we want to make all at once.
Sure. What's that list?
List of what?
What is the list of those technical?
We're developing that.
We're
list.
Developing that right now. So
Lisa
Graham. Lisa Graham took a new job with the Department of Justice.
Oh.
In December.
That's the one with the short curly hair, right?
No.
No.
Long. Wavy hair.
Long wavy blonde.
Short curly.
Never mind. Think about somebody else.
Okay.
Sorry.
And so the city attorney is in the process of hiring a new attorney, and a part of their portfolio will be landlord-tenant code.
What a great time to be the brand new city attorney for the city of Portland.
And
wow.
So we are working with the city attorney's office to figure out, you know, if 608 passes, and if it does, when it does, how do we do the reconciliation so that we can not create any confusion in the industry of Portland around, hey, this sentence doesn't make sense in your code with the new ORS 90. How do I reconcile that? Because they're going to call us.
Even when you reconcile, you know you're going to get those questions.
Right, but our preference is to be able to know what the answer is as well through the reconciliation.
And to have vetted it legally.
And to have it done before the governor signs it as emergency.
At least to have an idea of what we're moving forward.
Yeah.
If, you know, again, if it gets there.
There are times I'm glad I'm on this side of the table.
What?
There are times that I'm glad I'm on this side of the table.
Right, so we're in the process right now internally.
It does not sound fun.
Prior to when the new attorney is supposed to come on board sometime in the next month.
I'm curious to hear that list.
And figure out, well, I mean, it's things like after 12 months, there's no such thing as a no cause, right?
Yeah.
And but no cause is language that is used throughout Title 30, local landlord tenant law.
Yeah.
And so how do we now have to differentiate, again, purely from a technical standpoint, first 12 versus after 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just flagging all things like that where our code was drafted under a different legal framework that would be in place if 608 passes.
Right.
And so, I mean, we have to, how do you maintain the policy intent that was adopted by City Council in 2018? Modifications and reconcile it so it is inclusive of new, very different, especially post 12 months landlord tenant law in state statute. So it's a technical exercise, but we'd rather only do it once. I think City Council would rather us only go once, and so we're holding off until we can try and assess if and when. And then get all of the changes together.
So that'll be on
our and it's, you know, it'll be nice too, because there's some technical changes in other sections of code, but the other parts of the landlord tenant, other than the affordable housing exemption, we need to fix. We needed to fix regardless. So we'll just have a larger just code reconciliation process. It's not that much different than building code land use and zoning code.
After they have their list or whatever you want to call it of possible incongruencies. Is that a word?
Yeah.
It is now.
You'll bring that to us here at the executive committee.
We'll come before the full
And if it is something to where we actually agree, oh yeah, all it is very technical, you're just changing some definition and stuff so it fits, it's not something big, then I assume if we wanted to, we could even have the option at that point, if we didn't think it was a big, I mean, it depends on what's on that list, of course, to just create a committee to go through it, right? Instead of bidding in our main meeting. I don't know if this is how we want to go. I'm just making this pie-in-the-sky dream that these things are not going to be...
We'll present to the commission. Yeah.
But not, it won't be for the commission.
Okay, so
yeah.
just
say, hey,
purely be a here presentation.
Here's the technical reconciliation. This is not uncommon.
Right.
The Bureau of Planning and Sustainability often has to do this after legislative sessions when state land use and zoning law changes. BDS,
that's gonna be big.
The Bureau of Development Services will often have to do this if building code changes the state statute.
Gotcha.
It's just a... Again, it's new for us, the Rental Services Commission and this new Rental Services Office, but when the relevant sections of state statute change, local governments have to do a reconciliation.
It'll be more of a, by the way, here's what we had to do.
Right.
Yeah, because of
the next
general changes in state landlord tenant law. This is just because I think there's a potential for this to happen before the end of the session, we need to be prepared.
That could happen.
So you'll have a presentation in April for us.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, but that's why that's on hold. And that's why we don't need time in February for that.
But sometime in the future.
Does that mean that that group is going to continue to meet to negotiate, or is everything finalized?
No, that's done.
Oh,
okay.
That's done.
Okay.
So those are the wild cards.
The last one doesn't
look
so bad.
Which brings us back to the conversation on rental services and service levels.
Yes.
So right now for the February meeting, we're not talking about relocation assistance changes. We will give an update about the budget that the Bureau submitted and how we'll be managing the budget, the directives to develop process moving forward, giving people a brief window of time to respond, and then bringing updates to the full RSC meetings. But then the rest of the meeting will be devoted to services and service levels. With keeping in mind that in March, there might be things tacked on to the March meeting.
Sure.
And so I would front load the conversation as much as possible, taking advantage of the fact that this month's RSC meeting only has one topic.
Well, the questions we're trying to answer in those first two meetings is what services are provided by the rental services, or by the rental services office, right? What services do we want it to provide?
I think it's more the second one.
In the timeline.
Honestly, it's more the second question.
What services do we want it to provide?
I mean, that's what I would encourage the commission to ask the question, because, you know, answering that question, we can reconcile with what contracts currently exist in the office, both as new pilots that council has initiated or long-standing contracts that we've had, even before the rental services office was in place.
Right.
I think my recommendation would be that the commission focus on, okay, for a city the size of Portland, with the market we have, with the people we have,
what are the services?
For a rental services office, what are the types of services we should have?
Yeah.
And that gives, that kind of a discussion gives staff direction to say, okay, well, what kind of work do we do, need to do in between the commission meetings? You know, the commission said that they thought that these 10, maybe the path ends up being the commission says these 10 issues need to be addressed. So let's come back with service recommendations, or what do other jurisdictions do? Maybe we end up on the path that we think that these services are needed, and we can spend time building those out. Or maybe the path is we think that these 5 issues need to be addressed, right? Whatever the outcome ends up being, staff in between the meetings can really say, okay, well, how do we then, how do we bridge this to something tangible for the commission to weigh in on?
Right.
I would make the recommendation that this first meeting, if we really want to get to something substantive that allows room for March, that we structure the conversation as much as possible. So instead of just making it an open question and everybody throws popcorn ideas, maybe it can be a mind map, or...
That's okay, I was thinking.
Yeah, like a mind map. Maybe we can focus the first 10, 15, or 20 minutes on categories of services to help give us sort of a bigger picture, an umbrella view of what we wanted to provide, and then address each category one by one for what the basics would look like. So on the landlord side, on the tenant side, on potentially mid-level adjudication, like those kinds of things. That would be my recommendation if we want to get to results. Because otherwise, we just do an open brainstorm and start throwing darts at a wall, we're going to have two meetings. Yeah.
Good.
Could staff make that happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe brainstorm a couple of categories that have already been discussed thus far.
Mm-hmm.
And
we can come up with categories and a structure for the exercise.
Uh-huh.
Prepare for that.
I like it.
Okay.
Are there any materials or anything else you'd like for the meeting? Not physical materials. We have physical materials.
Could we send out what is it called? I want to say a bibliography, but I know that's the old language. Basically, like the sources cited. Yeah, works cited. That's the one I'm looking for. The works cited, a list of things that the staff have used to gather some of the information we've discussed thus far, and folks can do their homework at any time and come prepared to chat.
You mean of other jurisdictions' rental registration systems?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
And anything else that you've looked at?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we have a nice table with that info on the last one?
Sure. Yeah, I have it in table form, but I can do website links and like other sources of information.
Uh-huh. Table form.
I'll do both.
Okay.
Efficiency.
And if there are any leads or things that the bureau or the mayor's office has already looked into, folks they've chatted with, other jurisdictions they've discussed any other ideas with. Like I know we talked about the evictions pilot, that was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was any research that you guys did beforehand, so maybe some of those resources. If there were any, I think there was a right to counsel thing that some folks investigated, so maybe some resources on that. Just things that people can go and look at ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
I think would be really helpful.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. So we can do that and we'll send it out next week.
Cool. Anything else from us?
So I think that's all the big things.
Anything?
Yay, wildcard.
I have one thing.
I'm just kidding.
Just moving the medians up to the roof.
Our recording.
Yes. It's been 2 years. As I was telling Andreas.
Committee meetings and special commission meetings up on the roof.
I'm not invited. I don't even need to be a member. Just invite me to the roof. All
right. Well, I think it's a little cold right now.
20
something. Tell you what, give me an after hours key. I'll just use it whenever I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Since we got both the co-chairs here, I just want to, I don't know if it would be an issue, but I'd like staff and the co-chairs for us all to be on the same page. If something happens in the commission meeting and the discussion starts to veer weirdly towards state session.
Oh, towards the session?
State legislative session.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if we're all on the same page on how we want to handle that, I think that would be best. If for some reason members start to bring it up or start to want to go candidly sideways, since the commission's role is not to debate state legislation.
I mean, my own just personal feeling about it is that I don't want to waste my breath on that in this room, just because I know that it's not relevant. There's nothing we can do about the state stuff here, but that's just me personally.
I think we say something at the beginning of the meeting, and if it starts to go sideways, say, remember we all agreed that we're going to focus on things that are specific to Portland. Legislative session isn't done yet. We don't know what's going to happen. Let's try to avoid that conversation in this room. I'm happy to play that role.
Okay. I just wanted to quick check in.
Which I think if you and I are on the same page, I think it'll go pretty smoothly.
Okay.
if, you know, there people are veering off. I mean, if nothing else, we can just blame the fact that we've got a lot of stuff to cover. That's just here in the city of Portland. Let's get back to what we were talking about.
Okay. I mean, I don't anticipate it will, but just in case.
Just in case.
We'll all be on the same page that we're going to cut the discussion off and say that we're not talking about that.
Okay.
Whoever happens to be facilitating at the moment, if it's either you or a staff person.
I'm sure it'll at least be referenced at some point. As we have proven, sometimes all we need is a reference. Just go down that rabbit hole. All together, just hold hands and jump down that rabbit hole. And 45 minutes later, we'll realize, oh, wait, what were we supposed to be doing?
Fair enough. All right, thanks.
That's
cool.
Well,
Cap.
You good?